week when we get to hear all your good news. You've been storing it up, and you're ready to explode with goodness. 79 Coaster, yeah. Hit us on the Facebook page. Tell us something good. Hi, Shelby.
Hey.
Tell us something good.
Norway Soft Serve opens today, and I'm going to go have ice cream with one of my friends.
That's a sign of spring, right?
Yep.
Of course, yeah. On a day that Norway is probably getting snow.
Yeah, we're getting snow.
Yeah. All right, sweetie, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Blake.
Tell us something good.
All right, so Old Poor Batman has just got the word that we are finally premiering down at the Boston Comic Con in Cosplay Alley in August.
I love you, Molly, but I have no idea what any of that means.
Me neither.
Wait, did you say Old Port Fat Man or Batman?
Batman. Old Port Batman.
Okay. Who is that?
So Old Port Batman is my husband who has been in the Old Port since 2013. We dress up as Batman and Batgirl. We were in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We do cosplay all over the city.
So this is like your thing, and you get to go down to Comic-Con in Boston?
We do, and we're going to have a booth, and we're set up, so we're getting on the map.
Okay.
That's cool.
I have so many questions for you. We probably don't have time for me to ask all of them, but my number one is, how often do you have to wash those costumes, and how do you clean them without damaging them?
Actually, just a little bit of soap and water, kind of brushing. We make most of our costumes by hand.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work.
Are they hot, or do they breathe?
They are hot.
I bet.
They are ridiculously hot.
Yeah. So you're sweating all up in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. Right. You can do it together.
It's fabulous. We are one of the best husband and wife teams you can find.
Batman and Batgirl. How could you miss?
That's right.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Blake. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Sorry, I couldn't have someone named Molly on the phone not play it.
I'd rather have the Batman theme.
Yeah. Okay, right? I'll pull up the Batman theme too. Don't worry.
Sweet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there we go. Got Batman.
It's Batman, fool!
Amy, tell us something good.
My ex-husband and I finally enrolled my son in chemical engineering at UMaine this coming fall.
Wow.
Wow.
He's a smarty pants.
He is a smarty pants.
He is a smarty pants. Good for him.
Now, do you guys want to give him a job?
In chemical engineering? Have you listened to this show? Believe
That's
it or not,
funny.
I don't think we have any chemical engineers on staff here.
Hey, yeah. We'll feed you guys.
Except
we'll
those who monitor you. Eva's dosage from the 80s. There's,
when they
they're
let
still
me out
doing
of the
those
home.
Tests. Yeah. Yeah. All
I'm
right.
Just looking
Thanks
for a job that pays him.
Yeah, that sounds like a good job. You must be a proud mom, Amy.
I'm very proud. Thank
All right,
you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Rich has lost 20 pounds.
Yes, baby.
Just over 2 months. Ashley just found out they're having a girl. Lee got engaged. Oh, this is Lee, who listens in Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah.
And our company cut off the international listening. We're going to send them an angry email at some point. But she's figured out some kind of illegal way, I'm sure.
Good for her. So, she needs to share it.
Good for you, Lee. Lisa's going to see Blake Shelton at Mohegan Sun.
That's nice.
Courtney had a great baby shower. Amy made the high five club in my side biz.
Oh.
$1,000 bonus. That must be one of those pyramid things, right?
Multi-level marketing.
Oh, right. Sorry. That's right. They don't like it when you call it a pyramid thing. Right. It's multi-level marketing. Right. Bianca's going to New York to see a show on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
Emily's husband comes home from a week away. It's date night. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. If you want to tell us something good, you can go ahead and hit us on the Facebook page. Ooh, Sarah put an offer on a house and it was accepted.
Nice.
Hashtag adulting.
Mm-hmm.
Paige's son is 5. 7-9. Oh, that's cool. Sherry's daughter started hippo therapy, which has nothing to do with hippos. We learned about that because there was a gal who was one of our 20 outstanding women. It's horse therapy.
Right.
It's therapy that you get while riding on a horse because it mimics the same kind of walking cadence as humans.
Yes.
And it was a really cool thing we learned about. So that's awesome. Congrats, Sherry. Now, Susan doesn't have something good, but she has a comment. Oh, wonderful. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, my daughter was driving to work this morning, and she was listening to you guys, and apparently you were having a conversation of how many chugs go before a choo-choo.
Oh, my God, we're coming back to this. Yes.
Well, only because she was, like, so focused on that, she actually got on the highway instead of driving in the direction she was supposed to, and as
oh, no.
a result was late for work.
Oh, no.
A different way.
What's her
I
name?
I thought that was hysterical.
What's
Can't
her name?
Say it. Can't say it.
Oh, you don't want to say it. Right. I was going to say we'll take responsibility for it, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Susan, so that you heard the chugga choo choo comments, right?
I actually didn't. I just heard from her that Blake and Eva caused her to be late to school.
Oh. That's okay.
It's a rare case we'll be happy to take the blame.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right, Susan. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Yeah, this is a whole conversation that we've gotten into today about how many chuggas are there before the choo-choo. And some people say two, some people say four, some people said three, some people said
right.
six,
eight.
People say eight. Then Melissa went crazy and said 12 chuggas before the choo-choo.
Yeah, I think hers out.
There are serious things happening in the world. I mean, we might get the Mueller report soon. And we're on here going, how many chuggas before the choo? And actually arguing about it.
Right, because it makes you think.
Well, that was missing the chew.
Right.
Well, that's not acceptable at all.
And then someone said we're missing the woo-hoo.
Well, that's what the choo-choo is.
Oh.
What'd you think the choo-choo was? You thought that was the bar car? I thought that was the sound of the snack crunching.